Doing well.
Nick made a special point today of saying you're having a really good camp so far. How do you feel?
I feel like it's going pretty well myself. I feel like we're making a lot of strides as a team, and every day I think everybody's out there getting better and everybody's working hard to get better, and I think that's the ultimate goal during training camp.
Wesley also made a reference to the fact he thinks you gained a step this spring or this summer from where you were last year. How do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, I feel like I've gained a step from 2 years ago. So, this is the best I've felt in a long time. And I just want to continue to play well and continue to get better and do things to help the team win.
Is there any particular route you do in practice where you notice that extra get up?
Probably all of them. I mean, I think the main thing is getting off the ball. And I think that's something that I lacked a little bit before. But you know what? That was last year. And I'm looking forward to this year and being healthy and going out there and helping the team win.
Is it nice not having that constant attention and focus on your knee and your every play and so on like it was last year?
Definitely. I mean, anytime you're healthy, I mean, it's going to feel better. So being out there and being able to play at my full potential and do the things I know I can do is it feels great.
Chad was extremely complimentary of both you and Dion in terms of getting him up to speed in the offense so far. How was he doing?
He's done great. You couldn't ask anything more of a guy coming in here trying to learn the offense and really get brought along. And it's frustrating at times, as it was for me when I first got here. So there's always that learning curve, and we're getting there, and he's picking it up really quick.
What makes it frustrating? What are the difficulties that a guy has to
overcome?
Is it always the language stuff that they
just learn? Well, I think there's just so much. I mean, there's so much language. There's so many signals. There's so many route conversions or so. I mean, it's all the way around. There's not particularly one thing. It's just so many things.
Wes, how would you describe the way the receivers complement each other, looking at yourself, Dion, and Chad, when you guys are out there together?
I think we complement each other real well. I mean, I think our strengths are our route running, and I know for Tom, it's such a big thing to have guys that can run good routes, and I feel like our receiving corps does a good job of that, and we're continuing to get better with it, and we'll continue to work on it and try and get better with it on a daily basis.
Wes, what goes through your mind when you hear reports, if you do, assuming you do, of the team working out guys like TJ Gonzalez? What do veterans like that, when they work out, or if they come to the team, what do they add?
I think, anything you can do to make the team better. And I know, that's Coach Belichick's philosophy and really our team's philosophy of, if we can bring a guy to make us better, then everybody's all for it and everybody's all in with it. So wherever he decides, we know it's best for the team and we're going to move on with it and just kind of roll with it and hopefully get better.
If things proceed as they are right now, by this time next year, it would be a free agent like TJ. Do you give any thought at all to what the future might hold and where you can get?
Not really. I mean, I'm just concentrating on the here and now and whatever I can do to help the team win this year. And that's where my full concentration is.
Do you feel that much better than last year, that added step, that added quickness?
I think so. I mean, this is the best I've felt in my career, I feel like. And I think just my knowledge of the game and being able to be healthy is I think it's really helped, and hopefully we'll keep on improving and keep on getting better as the year goes on.